Today we are diving into a topic that's often overlooked but deeply important, our mental and emotional well-being. The Bible tells us in James 2 verse 17 that faith without works is dead. This verse reminds us that our faith in God calls us to action, and sometimes that action includes taking steps to care for the mind and body He's given us. The scriptures also affirm the value of rest and renewal. And in Matthew 11 verse 28 to 29, Jesus invites us saying, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Caring for your mental health is not just practical, it's spiritual. Faith can be the foundation, but the works might look like getting enough rest, staying active, eating well, or even seeking wise counsel and therapy. And remember, it's okay to need help, and it's okay to take intentional steps towards healing. Let's explore this together, because as I mentioned earlier, my guests have not only tackled the challenges of mental health, but also one of them is taking on two of the toughest physical endurance challenges in the world, the Ironman Triathlon and the Comrades Marathon. They are here to share the journey, the struggles, and how they found strength and purpose through these incredible feats. Gentlemen, how are you guys doing today?
Good morning, T. How's it going?
I'm all right. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Cameron, please tell us about yourself. Who are you and where are you coming from?
Sure. Okay, I have a bit of an interesting background. As everybody knows, with success, failures have to happen all the time. So just like a short rundown. I mean, I come from the music industry, studied music. Obviously, as everybody knows, that comes with the goods and the bads. Basically, had no direction in my late 20s, was just working, just thinking this was the be-end and end-all. That's all I had left. And then slowly but surely, when I started getting into just fitness, I started opening doors and like a journey for me per se of wanting to do the half Ironman the first time around. And then through that, it made me realize what capacity we actually have more in the mental realm that we don't talk about, where all we usually talk about is physical fitness, but we forget that that links to your mental health as well.
That is true.
I just stopped there, basically. I just kept doing my own exercising and all that type of stuff, working on my own mental health. And then from there, realized, funny enough, didn't realize this was a Christian radio station, but realized that when I found God this year myself as well, got baptized, followed that journey. And then just from there and getting to know Him better, He opened my eyes to the impact and the help I can have for people. Not only just in my workplace, but just to like a guide and be a shining light for people that there's more out there and life is getting so much more complicated and we don't know how to deal with it. And for me learning how to deal with these things, I just want to share the knowledge and like the journey I've been on how that you can end up finding out your capabilities and what you can actually achieve in life.
Sure.
By just focusing on small things to make yourself better every day.
Jason, I hope you are able to follow up on that.
Spoken like a champion. I don't know if I can follow up on that, to be honest. But just, jumping off that, I think it's amazing to be able to explore that realm of life, because then there, like you said, you know, Cameron, life is full of challenges, it's full of, you know, burdens, full of ups, downs all around. So, I mean, if you can tap into that skill and that knowledge of, you know, mental health is where it's supposed to be in who you are, then I think obviously anything's possible.
100%. So I want to find out, Cameron, you mentioned you did the half Ironman.
Yeah.
Right. And now you're going to do, is it the full one now?
Yes.
You're doing the full Ironman and you're also doing Comrades in the same year.
Yes.
Why?
So,
great question.
No, because for me, I'm fascinated. Ironman is already a tough challenge.
Fair enough.
And now you're taking on two extreme challenges. How did you get to this point?
So funny enough, it only happened, I'd probably say 4 months ago, 5 months ago. I was just chatting to my partner and I just woke up one day and I'm like, I need to do this. And that was just Ironman alone. I remember when I finished half Ironman, I literally walked across the line. I said, there's no ways I'm ever doing this again. Then about like I mentioned a couple of months ago, I just like felt in my heart and my soul that this is something I need to take on. And then the more I chatted about it, the more I started divulging in on training plans and things like that, and chatting to Jason, my partner, I realized that there's something more I need to do. And then on my list of achievements that I've always wanted to do, one of them was Comrades. So after a bit of research and all that type of jazz, I had a look and realized that the marathon section of Ironman you can use as a qualifier for Comrades.
Ah.
So I was like, okay, let me think about it. Don't get me wrong, it is a very ambitious goal. I have been told by many not to do it because of the strain it takes on your body and the mental capacity as well. But then eventually, like, you know, just prayed about it, chatted to my U-group lead about it, chatted to my partner about it, and just, it's just one of those things that cannot be explained. I just have this feeling in my gut and my mind and my soul that I need to do this to prove to not myself, but to people that, look at me. I come from a very interesting background and life can change and you can make things better. Don't let naysayers and people stating that, oh, you can't do that, from you stopping to do things that you want to do and that you're passionate about.
Indeed. Sure. And then what initially inspired you to take on, or rather, I actually want to understand, people might not know what the Ironman Challenge is, right? Let's go into that one. Let's go a little bit backwards. What is Ironman?
Cool. So Ironman is a triathlon. So basically, you have to do three different feats per se, so swimming, cycling, then running. The one I'm going to be doing next year will be in Port Elizabeth. Basically, you have to start with a 3.8-kilometer swim in the ocean, straight into 180.
3 kilometers swim?
Yes.
In the ocean?
Yes.
And then?
And then from there, you have to transition into a 180-kilometer cycle.
Sure.
And then from there into a 42-kilometer marathon. All in one day.
All in one day?
Yeah.
So I only just started exercising, well, consistently, right? I grew up doing sports, so exercise is in me, but I haven't committed for a long time. Mm-hmm. Only now recently did I start doing it consistently. And what I've noticed, the biggest thing for me is when I'm busy going through sets or I'm on the Stairmaster and I'm trying to complete the 40 minutes ambitious goal that I've given myself.
Yeah.
I'll say ambitious because that is a big thing for me.
Yeah.
But constantly, I have to keep telling myself, no, listen, 10 more minutes. Let's just push for an extra 10 minutes. Let's just push for an extra 15 minutes. Now, listening to the fact that you've got 3 kilometer swim, 180 cycle, and then how long run?
42 kilometer
run.
Yeah.
How does that now play in your mind? How do you then keep yourself going in these, trying to prepare for these feats?
Look, it took me a while. Don't get me wrong. If I had to try something like this 10 years ago, I would have probably said there's no way. But I always relate a lot of the things. You can ask my friends as well. I always relate a lot of the way I am now to accomplishing half Ironman. It opens such a big spectrum for me in the mental world and how far your body can go that we actually never, ever realize. And don't get me wrong. I ran yesterday for 12Ks to train. And eventually, every step of the way, when you start getting towards the end, your mind always gives up before your body can. And I didn't want to do it because I have leave coming up. I want to relax now. You start falling in your natural way of wanting to just relax. But in the end of the day, when they say diamonds are made under pressure, it's not a line every day around. You'll notice bodybuilders, endurance athletes, all those type of people, they'll always preach that always make sure you finish because those last little parts where it's the hardest is where you grow the most.
Sure. So as you just heard, right, he mentioned something about bodybuilders. I've got an Ironman person here and a bodybuilder here.
Correct. I would flex, but I don't think anyone's going to say.
So Jason, I want to know from you, right? Yeah. How has mental health been part of your journey?
So I think, like I said a bit earlier, you know, I've been throughout life, you know, the challenges that I've had, I was very blessed, you know, with the way that I grew up, you know, in the circumstance that I had. So I wasn't, you know, put in any extremely hard situations. But at the end of the day, that being said, I was the type of person that was just trying to fit in the whole time. And obviously the problem with that is that you obviously then move away from your own mental health because you're just trying to conform to societal norms, whatever it is. So when life did start getting tough and, you know, I started facing those challenges, I had to basically tap into that as a tool. And I mean, I think that's the thing at the end of the day. We see it as, you know, mental health is, you know, this big thing, but it is a massive thing in terms of the impact that it has in your life. But I think also it's something that you can use towards the quality of life. And for myself, for example, and like you said, bodybuilding and stuff, you know, before you can be physically fit, you got to be mentally fit.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's things you can do on a day-to-day to help with that. But I think for my own personal journey, I had to tap into the fact that if I want that quality of life that I want, then I need to focus on this and not focus on what everything else and everyone else says I should do.
Yeah.
And I think that's been my personal journey up until now.
And then what role has the physical activity side of things and training played in managing your own mental health?
So obviously that, you know, when depending on what level, that doesn't really matter what level you do it to. It's a discipline at the end of the day.
Mm.
And I mean, consistency is key, as they all say.
100.
So if you can tap into that discipline and, you know, apply what you've learned from the physical side of it into the mental health side of it, it just becomes one working machine. Mm. And I think that's personally where my journey really elevated, is when I realized that, you know what, I can train, I can pick up weights, I can do this. But if my drive and my mental health is not right, so that's going to be a struggle. So I think you just got to link those things, and that's how I kind of linked it for myself.
Mm.
And that's where my success in that realm came from.
And then, so here's something that I've also picked up, right? It's easy for us women to talk. We talk about everything, literally everything. And whether it's about, I'm not happy, I'm sad, doesn't matter what it is. I ate a burger this morning. We will talk about everything. But what we've also picked up, a lot of women complain that men don't talk. Yeah. And we don't understand why. Right. And it also plays into the mental health of men as well, because if you don't have an outlet, if you don't know how to speak about whatever you're going through, it becomes an internal struggle, an internal poison on the man. Right. And what I want to find out, when you decided to start facing your mental health issues that you were facing and having to try and now learn to be more healthier in your mental health, did you face any stigma? Did you face any challenges when having to open up about your mental health?
I definitely think I did, more so because going back to what you said, you know, you as a man, you're expected to be, you know, this icon, this strong, you know, no, you can get through anything, you know, whatever it might be. So in that sense, you know, I learned that you're not alone. And if you think that you can do everything alone, a lot of the time you're going to come second best.
Mm.
So I think where my right life really changed in terms of that is obviously the people around me, like Cameron, for example, you know, is a big, big factor in taking that step in my life, but also finding God. And, you know, I realized that I don't have to do everything alone. I don't have to be the strong person all the time. You know, I can rely on others. And when you do rely on others, you get so much different perspective and perspective that can help you be a better version of you. So I think, you know, the whole idea of you need to be one independent man, you got this, you can do everything alone, you got to try to step away from that, because at the end of the day, we're all here for each other. God's here for you at the end of the day, and you're here for God. And I think through that, that's kind of where I was able to beat the struggles that I had regarding mental health.
I mean, no man's an island, right? We were not meant to be alone. We were meant to be in relationship with each other. And linking the mental health journey as well as now your journey, Cameron, to Comrades and the Iron Man Challenge, how did you prepare physically and mentally for the Iron Man and Comrades?
Funny enough, it comes from many, many years of going through struggles, if I can put it like that.
Mm.
It wasn't, I can't really say, okay, for 365 days, every day we'll be fine. You have to go through hard times to realize what the problem is. And step one is you need to acknowledge there's a problem.
Yes.
A good example of mine is, because of my background from the music industry, I've been through hardships like death from disease in the family member being murdered. A week before I turned 30, I lost my business, my financial freedom, my everything. I moved back to my parents' house. So going through those things, and then, funny enough, 2019, still not my favorite year in the world, because still falling back on my old ways and thinking partying and drinking is the way to go, and it makes you feel happy, and because everybody does it. But then at the same time, I just started realizing over time and with the support of people around me that I was my own worst enemy. I had many years of looking back on, only if I decided this different, maybe if I chose this different, my life would have been better. If I did X, Y, and Z better, my parents and people that care about me would love me more and things like that. And from going through those and going through loopholes and spirals and like, I won't even lie, I used to go through stages where like I had a big drinking problem and that just fueled everything worse and worse and worse. So when I started figuring these things out and speaking openly to it, mainly my partner directed me more than anything else, because like, it's your comfort zone.
Yeah.
So I didn't mind speaking about the things. And then from there, it slowly made me realize that the past is the past at the end of the day. Mm. And that's when step one came. Cool. Let's do half Ironman. And slowly but surely, when you build those things up, your mental strength will slowly but surely get better as well. Because you need to find coping mechanisms.
Mm.
My old coping mechanisms would be if I had a good day, go drink. If I had a bad day, go drink.
Mm.
This is a constant spiral. But nowadays, whether it's good or bad, I go train.
Mm.
Or I spend time with my partner playing PlayStation. Small things. Like, and it's better outlets at the end of the day. So from, don't get me wrong, everybody always looks back and says, I wish I did things differently.
Yeah,
but at the same time, you wouldn't be the person you are today if you didn't go through it.
That's true.
I'm happy to have gone through what I had at the end of the day. And from there, it's built me into the person I am today so I can show people and help people in their own way on how to go through the complexities of life.
Mm.
Because if you don't have someone that you're comfortable to talk to about it, as Jason said, then as men, we just suck it up and just move on with life.
Mm.
And that causes big issues. As a man, like Jason was saying, we want to be providers. We want to look after our loved ones. We want to take care of them. But because financial strain is such a big thing in the world nowadays where we get paid too little versus what the cost of living is,
mm.
it makes it harder. So do you just go home with that stress or do you find ways to someone to talk to?
Yeah.
And like for all the guys out there, it's nothing wrong with talking about it.
Mm.
Somebody could have a different point of view on how to deal with something because they've been through it.
Yeah.
If I can give any example, I always use sports analogies, even in my own job, that somebody who is a pro athlete, they have a coach for a reason.
Mm.
Why don't you search a mentor?
Sure.
Why don't you find someone who's close to your heart and open up to them?
Mm.
Nothing wrong with it. And I know we're scared to be judged as men. My generation is literally purely built still on the whole thing of just harden up and move on.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, life is a lot more complicated nowadays and we have a lot more things that make us feel less worthy.
Mm.
People might say that I'm an old man for saying this, but like social media is one of those things.
True.
People paint these pretty pictures of how great their life is and how easy it is to become rich overnight. But that's not the reality at the end of the day.
Mm.
If you want the best out of yourself, you have to go through the bad.
Mm. I want to know then, because I'm loving this journey that you're going through. I'm following this journey on social media and I know we work together in the other company. Yeah. And I love always telling everyone that I meet, you guys need to meet Cameron, the Iron Man of our company. So I want to know now, because I only see the glory side of it.
Yeah.
We've only spoken about the great side of it. What has been the most challenging moment during your training towards these feats that you work into it?
Biggest challenge for me is swimming. I won't lie. I never had the opportunity to go to swimming lessons when I was a kid and stuff like that.
Mm.
So I was kind of self-taught. So it's very daunting for me to swim. And like, for example, when I do the training now, when I do a cycle session, I can do the session fully. Cool. I'm tired. Yeah. Walk away. Running the same as well. But with the swimming, it kind of gives me like PTSD and like breaks my confidence down sometimes.
Sure.
Because I'll have a session I need to do, but now I can't do it the way the coach told me to do it.
Mm.
So sometimes you need to have grace for yourself and just break it down into small portions. Then once you can do that small portion, then add a bit on. Small portion, add a bit on.
Sure.
Small portion, add a bit on. And a big change for me from that has been it was a big mistake I did with the half Ironman. I only ever trained in a pool and never swam in an ocean in my life, like swim.
Yeah, yeah.
Other than playing in the ocean like a kid.
But,
and
you should still do that. That's
of course, you got to have fun. And then now in my training, it's swimming in the pool and going to a dam. And adjusting to that, because waves, weather, all that plays a big role to it as well. And what many people don't think of, something small as if I'm tired when I cycle, I can stop. If I'm tired when I run, I can stop. If you're tired while you're swimming, what do?
You can't stop.
No.
You have to keep going.
It's the one.
Oh my goodness. And then how do you then stay motivated throughout the process?
One of the biggest things is since my journey and where I've become where I am now, I'm a very big believer of where are my limitations?
Mm.
And that motivation and my realization this year with finding God and finding out what my purpose in life is, I've always had this thing of, I just want to be self-employed. I just want to make lots of money. But it's actually changed my perspective to, I just want to help people.
Mm.
And since doing that, that's literally one of my biggest reasons every day why I even get up to go do my job is whose lives am I touching every day to make their life better? What impact am I making on other people around me? Because if you're not helping people around you at the end of the day, what are you doing then? It's self-interest at the end of the day.
Sure.
And as humans, like you said, we're social creatures. If we're not there to help each other to get better, there's no point in doing it. A big thing is same mental capacity when I did was doing the Ironman the first time around, the half one, was all the people you're going to let down at the end of the day.
Sure.
You never, ever want people to be disappointed in you. Even though that's going to happen in life, but when you're in that moment and it's just you and you don't have to rely on a team, a person, et cetera, et cetera, it's just you against the elements. And it was one of the things that went through my brain the first time was, I don't want to let my partner down, my parents.
Aww.
I don't want to let my team down because they backed and support you so much.
Yeah.
To finish it would be like, it didn't even cross my mind. Like, it's not going to happen.
Mm.
And it's the same thing with the training towards this now. It's like, you have such a support system by just talking about it and what's going on that like, it doesn't cross your mind of, okay, I'm not going to do it. It's, you have to. And it's a big statement I always say to people, even in my working realm, and I live by it. I try to live by it every day. I mean, I'm not perfect, but consistency creates motivation. And we're always like, I'm not motivated to do it. Okay, cool. But then when are you going to do it?
Sure. No, that's very important. Consistency creates motivation.
Yeah.
Shucks. So I want to know then from you, how do you hope then this journey, your journey, inspires other men to prioritize their mental health?
Look, at the end of the day, I just hope that it shows them that it's okay to go through struggles. You're going to deal with it full stop, but you must always realize that the struggles you go through is going to make you the beautiful person at the end of the day that you want to be.
Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned that there's two scriptures actually that I like. It's based on those things. And basically it goes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Never forget that. But we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character and hope. So find that person that you don't mind confiding into, whether it's your dad, your best friend, your partner, it doesn't matter, but talk about it, because if you talk about it, you can find a solution on why you're feeling the way you feel.
Sure. And Jason, what one piece of advice do you have to encourage our listeners when it comes to prioritizing their mental health?
I think it solely comes down to just self-love and loving who you are as a person. Like Cam was saying, you know, we're not perfect. We're always trying to have this, do this, be this. But at the end of the day, if you don't have that core love for yourself, you know, you're going to be pretty lost. So I think at the end of the day, it's just wake up in the morning, look at yourself, you know, and just appreciate who you are and what you are. Because at the end of the day, there's only one of you. So I think just start with a bit of self-love and everything will flow from there.
Sure. Beautiful, simple.
Straight to the point.
Straight to the point. Cameron, where can people find you on social media? How can they follow this journey? Because I feel like we need to all be watching.
Fair enough. So basically, I will be updating my progress and all of that up to the day on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just look for Cameron Tomlin. You'll basically see it there. I'll give you updates. I'll show you what I do during training sometimes. And yeah, follow the journey. And I hope it inspires some people at the end of the day to show you that anything is possible if you just keep hammering.
Anything is possible. His name is Cameron Tomlin on social media. You said TikTok and Instagram. That's where you'll be sharing.
Yeah.
And Facebook.
Yeah.
You'll be sharing all your information. Jason, where can people find you on social media?
So I'm pretty much just on Facebook, Jason May. Or social media would be, my handle is JMAyBoy.
JMAyBoy.
So those boy. Are the ones
who I'm asking. The younger generation.
The younger generation.
I better own it. You know,
Gents, thank you so much for being here today. I really, truly appreciate this chat. I've learned quite a lot. I'm very much inspired. I will be following this journey until you get your prize at the end. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks to you.